Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus and thank you for tuning on today. Like I said, we're going to do an 8-week series about the different types of prophecies that are living in the church on today. And also, I would like to thank each of you for dropping me an email letting me know how these topics are enhancing your spiritual walk and also how that you are growing more and more in the Lord, because truly we are helpers to one another and we are here to encourage and not downtrodden anyone. And I want you to also know that if you find yourself in one of these predicaments, or you probably see the spirit but don't know what it is, I do encourage you to pray and seek God and help you to get over this, because there is no big eyes and there's no little use. Like I said, we are not here to down anybody, but we are here to uplift and to encourage. And we know the office of the prophet is a very prestigious office, because we are God's mouthpiece, and we are also walking in a heavy anointing, amen. And sometimes, and many a times, we can forget that we are called by God, and we can easily walk into self, and our heads can get big, per se, because of the fact God is using us in a mighty way. So, yes, we're going to do a 8-part series. Last time we did the incomplete prophet, which means that the prophet did not sit long enough, or the man or woman of God did not sit long enough to be trained or to listen. And we had even stated how there are some things that are missing to complete them in the spiritual realm as well as the natural realm. And when you are an incomplete prophet, you are of non-effect. You cannot even help your own self. You cannot even help anybody else until you get delivered of self. And also, being an incomplete prophet, there are many things that are missing, and you cannot function to the capacity to where you can be complete. Each and every day, the prophet has a mandate to pray, fast, and seek God, because we never want to get to the place to where we prophesy from our own emotional standpoint. We never want to get to the point to where we will say things from our own intellect, but we want to hear the voice of God. We have to be summoned to hear the voice of God, and a prophet like I said, has a very high esteem position, and prophets has to be consecrated at all times. And what I mean by consecration is setting yourself apart, and just learning of God and learning his voice, because we have to realize there are two voices. Amen. You have Satan's voice and you have God's voice, and you have to learn to determine which voice is speaking to you. And many times we can get this messed up because of the fact we have not spent time with God. And automatically when that you hear a voice, you will automatically think it is God's voice speaking to you. So a prophet is a very prestigious, uplifting, yet demanding position, because a prophet is also a loner. Because I'm just going through some things that we have discussed last week, because last week was our first topic, was the incomplete prophet. But today we're going to talk about the immature prophet. But I want you to know that the immature prophet and the incomplete prophet is two similar positions. They are two similar people. The incomplete and the immature. So we're going to talk about that immature prophet on today, and how they can be easily sidetracked. Amen. Hallelujah. Having some technical difficulties here, but the devil is alive. We shall come forth. We shall do what God has called us to do on today. Amen. God is good, and we shall do what needs to be done. It shall come to pass on today. Amen. So, I want you to get your pencil and your paper out. Amen. And I want you to take down any notes that you may have, or questions. And if you don't want to ask the questions online, you are free to email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. But the number here to call in for your questions and your comments is 347-324-3622. Welcome, Apostle AJ. How are you doing today?
I'm good, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was just going over the incomplete prophet on last week and how there was a very good discussion. It was good because I had people inboxing me and telling me how they had learned a lot, and they are looking forward to the series. And some of them was telling me they know they have been called to the office and they don't want to make any mistakes. And so they was telling me that's why they are going to listen in attentively. So they want to know whether or not they may not be in the position, or then they don't want to fall in the position of the prophets that we will be discussing on the next 6 weeks now. So last week we talked about the incomplete prophet, and it's similar to the immature prophet. So the immature prophet basically deals with the maturation of the spirituality part, because they both do, the incomplete and the immature. It basically deals with the spirituality of the person. So, man of God, you want to open up?
Amen. Woman of God, one thing I know, the office of the immature prophet is something that we see a lot today, because an immature prophet is the one who spiritually is not mature enough to handle the semantics of the office. And when I mean they can't handle the semantics of the office, they don't know how to be discreet, first of all. I've seen a lot of times now, woman of God, where immature prophets are walking around and God will actually tell them something to give to a person, whether it be a word of correction, whether it be a word of blessing. And then they take that word and they travel it everywhere on behalf of that person, especially when somebody needs deliverance. They take it and they bring it to everybody and bring shame, you know, to that person when, you know, that's not actually the proper way to go about it. So you see a lot of them spiritually immature when those who are immature prophets. Spiritually, they hinder those either who need deliverance or those who are at the brink of their blessings, and they have no discretion and they have no discipline when it comes down to how to articulate themselves, when it comes down to how to use that office the proper way.
Yes. And would you say an immature prophet has the big head? Because, you know, God can use anyone he chooses. Wouldn't you say they would take one thing and just run with it? Just like you said, they would take it and they would run with it. But far as a haughty spirit, do you feel like they also have that?
Absolutely, woman of God. Because you notice people who are very, you know, notice people who are very prideful and they, you know, they have a haughty spirit. You notice how they feel that they're inseparable. They can do anything. They can say anything because they feel they're in that position of power to do so. Problem with that is that when you have a spirit of haughtiness, the Bible even tells us a haughty spirit go before a fall. And people don't think that they can get cast from the office of the prophetic. And that's what's sad. They think that office, they can do whatever they want with that office, and that office will always take care of them. But what they fail to realize is it's not that office that's taking care of you. It's God who is anointing you to operate inside that office. So those who are haughty, they feel they can do anything they want and get away with it, and that's not the case.
And I also know that they are loose cannons. You really can't tell them nothing. They just they are just go, and they just are prophesy to whomever they see. And I also seen it too. They will prophesy off of your emotions, the way you look, or the way you carry yourself. Let's talk about that.
Ooh, woman of God, you know, a lot of people carry their heart on their sleeves, and a lot of people show their emotions. And some people think that they actually call to the office of the prophetic when really they're just very good to judge of character and emotions. And that's what's sad.
Yes.
And to those who are immature prophets who are actually called to that office, they literally judge people's body language, facial expressions, the whole nine yards, to alter that word that God gave them, to tell them something that will emotionally benefit them as the prophet versus not emotionally benefit the person who they're actually giving the prophecy to. You notice immature prophets, when they're in a room with people who wear their heart on their sleeve or wear their problems, and you can see it, they specifically know what to tell them, because in many cases, those people will be most susceptible to giving an offering, or be most susceptible to give a seed, or they'd be most susceptible to bring other vulnerable people back with them. So that's what's going on now. People are prophesying from the nocturnal on the outside, instead of prophesying on the internal, which God classifies us to do. Because what's happening is God don't look at the outside, but what he does is he challenges the inside. That's why a prophet said something yesterday, a guy that came preach for me yesterday, and he said something that really blessed me. He said that God don't tell what everybody know on the street. He tell the secrets behind closed doors. So it's not something. It is not something that God, when God says something, it shouldn't be something that everybody knows. or rather should be something that everybody should be moved by. And even when you prophesy to someone, today you're going to get a dollar. Somebody could just walk up and give them a dollar, and that's over because everybody's susceptible to that. You understand what I'm saying? But that's what's happening now. People, because they're looking at the external, or I said nocturnal, but really the external, I'm sorry. Because they're looking at the external, that's why they're not hitting the core of these people and how they're bringing healing or bringing deliverance.
Yeah. And you said something key, that God works with the internal, rather than the external. Wouldn't you say immature prophets has to question, for instance, do you have this? And the person will answer, and then they will just take it on there. When you are a prophet, you don't have to question the person, because the prophet will automatically come through with it because they are hearing from God. So have you ever came in contact with people that has a question before they give the prophecy?
Absolutely. Absolutely, woman of God. And that's the ones. That's the ones. It's almost like you got to fill out a questionnaire in order for them to come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
And my question to them is that if you need a questionnaire, then you ain't got to be a prophet. You could just work in a food stamp office, because what you're trying to do is you're just trying to drastically bring to a conclusion to them from something. And you know what's sad, woman of God? Prophets who operate like that, they treat the office of the prophet like somebody who applying for a date on a dating in an internal dating site. And it's so sad because by doing that, they are messing up the whole, they're making the office of the prophet look so illegitimate and making it look like a joke from actually not being those who should be operating in that office.
Exactly. Now, would you say that the immature prophet is similar to the incomplete prophet?
Say that again, woman of God.
The immature prophet is similar to the incomplete prophet.
Absolutely.
Are they similar?
Because,
okay.
Yes, they are, woman of God. And you know why I say they are? Because if you notice with an incomplete prophet, with an incomplete prophet, there's definitely no maturity there. And the reason why there's no maturity is because he has not gotten all he need in order to be fully functional in the office of the prophet, whereas the immature prophet is incomplete because he refuses out of being hardy, or he refuses out of being stubborn, to find himself complete in that office from being taught, because some of those who are like that, they are unteachable, and that's the first thing, you know. And people who are unteachable, 9 times out of 10, they run a renegade, and they don't like covering, you know. So they very similar in between both of them. One need teaching, and the other one need maturity.
Yes, gotcha. Okay, now wouldn't you say they are working in the form of witchcraft as well?
Absolutely, woman of God. And the reason why, if you remember the Bible, it says casting down all imaginations and everything to try to exceed itself higher than God. If you notice when immature prophets begin to prophesy, they throw in a little symbolism. They want to throw in a little bit of God, and they really disperse witchcraft, because anything that goes higher than God is a demonic imagination. And that's why a lot of them miss it. You know, when it comes down, you know, to the office of the prophetic, there's a fine line. When you lie on the Holy Ghost in the prophetic, that is worse than blaspheming individually. So you have to be very mindful of that. Because, and I looked up that word blaspheming. When you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, that's something somebody does individually. When you blaspheme the Holy Ghost for somebody and for yourself on behalf of the Holy Ghost, that ain't blaspheming. That is witchcraft. That is scheming. Because everything a witch do, she schemes. She doesn't tell you
which
or what I do they scheme. They don't tell you ultimately what the agenda is. They just tell you what the big words you can read is. But they know you can't read the fine print. And that's what's going on now with a lot of immature prophets. They're not telling you the fine print of specifically what God told them to say because they don't want to upset you, or they got to see something that they want from you, or they like feeding on your emotions because you're going to bring back a bunch of emotional people just like you.
And they love the attention that they are getting that is around them. Wow. Oh, welcome, Apostle Thomas. How are you today?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Okay. Oh, I'm blessed. Good to have you on. We are talking about the immature prophet. Last week we talked about the incomplete prophet, and we had a great time. Oh, and we was just discussing that both of them are similar because they are not willing to sit down to be taught, and they are just out there without getting the completeness of it. So what would you like to say about the immature?
Well, on that part too,
even
with them going through a lot of times, even too, you have leadership that also feels a different person, and they'll push the gift more than taking the time to develop the character and getting the teaching and things that are needful for that person to be able to operate in what the office God had called them to. Like you said, most of them out here now are really not really prophets, period. They're, you know, people that have a limited amount of the gift of knowledge and the gift of wisdom, and they don't know how to properly execute it because they haven't set, like you said, and sat down been taught by a seasoned prophet that has been out here. The thing that I'm seeing so bad about those that are walking immature is the damage they do. And then what's really so surprising, man and woman of God, is the mature people that will attach to them and accept words that they know are not complete words, and they'll accept them and they'll begin to attach to that person and push that person when they know that there's a development that is needed for them. Because you have a generation now that's so prophecy hungry, it doesn't matter who say what. They don't care who say anything. As long as you tell me something good, which is what y'all were talking about, I think, when I came on, when Mary God was talking about how they do it, talking about how they just want somebody to tell them something good. And this is what's causing them, because they're saying words that sound good. And then not only that, they give so many generic prophecies to, you know, anybody can say, looking for a greater increase in your finances. Well, everybody's looking for that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's looking for a greater increase. And so with them, you'll have a lot of generic prophecies or general prophecies where it can include anything or something that everybody needs in their life. And so, but the thing that is so causes them to be so misguided is when no one corrects them and tells them that you, even though God has called you to this, you need to sit with somebody that's able to help develop you in every area, not just in your gift, but in your character, your forming a relationship with God, everything. Most of them just going down with their gift, and they don't have no relationship. So they don't even know whose voice they hear. They just know somebody or something is talking to them. And so it's a bad thing now, right in the body of Christ, because everybody's jumping in, I'm a prophet, without understanding what God requires for them to walk in that. In that office, and we're just getting a whole lot of people now that are messed up, and and the senior prophets are trying to come in now and clean up what has been allowed to go in the body of Christ. Yeah.
Yeah. You said something so key. You said a leader to sit under a leader so they can be developed. What if the leader does not see what the person has heard from God? So what do they do now? Because I know some of them say they are called, but what if the leader is not per se can see it or have not spiritually gotten there yet? So what would you tell a person?
This I know that call them, then there is going to be some confirmation for someone. That's a hard thing a lot of times with people, because you can tell them, okay, you need to find somebody. This is what I tell them. If your pastor does not have the ability, go sit down, talk with them. You know it's going to be already going to be a conflict. Tell them that you need to either go, if God's not calling you from the ministry, you need to find a mentor that has the capability of developing who you are if your leader is not able to do it. And there are people that maybe God has called them to the ministry for some, you know, some reason, but for their own personal walk and their own personal mandate, that leader might not have the ability to bring them into where they need to go. And this is where people in leadership need not be intimidated by other leaders, because we don't have it all. So, you know, we have to be able to stay in our lane and tell them, okay, I can't take you through this. I don't know this. Most of them not going to do it. In fact, that's how come a lot of them are out there like they are, because they got frustrated sitting up on the leader that never saw who they were. They were suppressing them. And they can hear the Lord saying that this is what you got to walk in. But they should be able to allow them to get the spiritual help that is necessary to develop them. You have a leader, he might be good at other things, but if you're prophetic, you're going to have somebody that understands that to be able to help you. Because if they don't understand what a prophet is and what God is calling them to do with the qualifications, different things, then they're not going to be able to help that person either, because they're not going to know how to help develop the character that they need so that they can walk in it. So with that, I always tell them, you know, trust to your leader, but when it comes down to the bottom thing, God is going to require you to obey him. So you're going to have to find somebody that can help you do that. And it doesn't mean that the person's a bad person.
True.
It just means the person needs to go where they can get the feeling. Because you can't have somebody, you can't have somebody trying to develop you and don't know what it takes to develop you.
True. That is some great advice. That's excellent advice right there. Apostle AJ, you have anything to say?
Yes, ma'am. I know that we only got a minute left, but I want to say that just in lieu of what Apostle said, because she made a very good point. But, you know, woman of God, it's so important, especially when you're a prophet, to be nurtured and to be taught by somebody who's qualified to do the teaching and do the nurturing. Because so many are trying to pour oil inside of younger ministers, or, you know, or almost mature ministers more so. But these people aren't qualified to do that. So that's when you notice, that's when a lot of the immaturity come along, because they're not, they're already running renegade, and then a renegade trying to teach them. So you got to be very mindful of that.
Okay. All right. Next week we're going to talk about the egotistic prophet. The egotistic prophet.
Know.
So y'all be ready for next Monday at 5:30. Thank you, Apostle AJ and Apostle Tom. Y'all have
God
a blessed
bless
week. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us today on the Power of Prayer.
I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.